T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. It is the Friday before Memorial Day. And as I do each and every year, I share with you the story of the four chaplains. It is, to my heart, a dear story, and it's one that truly does remind you of the selfless nature of true heroes, those who have been imbued with courage and bravery, the likes of which most of us will never know. From the Four Chaplains website, as they ask the question, who were the four chaplains? They write, Hans J. Danielson, the ship's captain, was concerned and cautious. Earlier, the Tampa had detected a submarine with its sonar. Danielson knew he was in dangerous waters even before he got the alarming information. German U-boats were constantly prowling these vital sea lanes, and several ships had already been blasted and sunk. The Dorchester was now only 150 miles from its destination, but the captain ordered the men to sleep in their clothing and keep their life jackets on. Many soldiers, sleeping deep in the ship's hold, disregarded the order because of the engine's heat. Others ignored it because the life jackets were uncomfortable. On February the 3rd at 12:55 a.m., a periscope broke the chilly Atlantic waters. Through the crosshairs, an officer aboard the German submarine U-223 spotted the Dorchester. The U-223 approached the convoy on the surface, and after identifying and targeting the ship, he gave orders to fire the torpedoes. A fan of three were fired. The one that hit was decisive and deadly, striking the starboard side amidship far below the waterline. Captain Danielson, alerted that the Dorchester was taking water rapidly and sinking, gave the order to abandon ship. In less than 20 minutes, the Dorchester would slip beneath the Atlantic's icy waters. Tragically, the hit had knocked out power. Dorchester telegram and radio contact with the three escort ships was knocked out. The Coast Guard cutter Comanche, however, saw the flash of the explosion. It responded and then rescued 97 survivors. The Coast Guard cutter Escanaba circled the Dorchester, rescuing an additional 132 survivors. The third cutter, the Coast Guard cutter Tampa, continued on, escorting the remaining two ships. Aboard the Dorchester, panic and chaos had set in. The blast had killed scores of men, and many more were seriously wounded. Others, stunned by the explosion, were groping in the darkness. Those sleeping without clothing rushed topside, where they were confronted first by a blast of icy Arctic air and then by the knowledge that death awaited. Men jumped from the ship into lifeboats, overcrowding them to the point of capsizing, according to eyewitnesses. Other rafts, tossed into the Atlantic, drifted away before soldiers could get in them. Through the pandemonium, according to those present, four Army chaplains brought hope in despair and light in darkness. Those chaplains were Lieutenant George L. Fox, Methodist, Lieutenant Alexander D. Good, Jewish, Lieutenant John P. Washington, Roman Catholic, and Lieutenant Clark V. Poling, Dutch Reformed. Quickly and quietly, the four chaplains spread out among the soldiers. There they tried to calm the frightened, tend the wounded, and guide the disoriented toward safety. Witnesses of that terrible night remember hearing the four men offer prayers for the dying and encouragement for those who would live, says Wyatt R. Fox, the son of Reverend Fox. One witness, Private William B. Bednar, found himself floating in oil-smeared water surrounded by dead bodies and debris. I could hear men crying, pleading, praying, Bednar recalls. I could also hear the chaplains preaching courage. Their voices were the only thing that kept me going. Another sailor, Petty Officer John J. Mahoney, tried to re-enter his cabin, but Rabbi Good stopped him. Mahoney, concerned about the cold Arctic air, explained he had forgotten his gloves. "Never mind," Good responded, "I have two pairs." The rabbi then gave the petty officer his own gloves. In retrospect, Mahoney realized that Rabbi Good was not conveniently carrying two pairs of gloves, and that the rabbi had decided not to leave the Dorchester. By this time, most of the men were topside, and the chaplains opened a storage locker and began distributing life jackets. It was then that engineer Grady Clark witnessed an astonishing sight when there were no more life jackets in the storage room. The chaplains removed theirs and gave them to four frightened young men. "It was the finest thing I have seen or hope to see this side of heaven," said John Ladd, another survivor who saw the chaplain's selfless act. Ladd's response is understandable. The altruistic action of the four chaplains constitutes one of the purest spiritual and ethical acts a person can make. When giving their life jackets, Rabbi Good did not call out for a Jew. Father Washington did not call out for a Catholic. Nor did the Reverends Fox and Poling call out for a Protestant. They simply gave their life jackets to the next man in line. As the ship went down, survivors in nearby rafts could see the four chaplains, arms linked and braced against the slanting deck. Their voices could also be heard offering prayers. Of the 902 men aboard the USAT Dorchester, 672 died, leaving 230 survivors. When the news reached American shores, the nation was stunned by the magnitude of the tragedy and heroic conduct of the four chaplains. "Valor is a gift," Carl Sandburg once said. "Those having it never know for sure whether they have it until the test comes." That night, Reverend Fox, Rabbi Good, Reverend Poling, and Father Washington passed life's ultimate test. In doing so, they became an enduring example of extraordinary faith, courage, and selflessness. The Distinguished Service Cross and Purple Heart were awarded posthumously December the 19th, 1944, to the next of kin by Lieutenant General Brehon B. Somerville, Commanding General of the Army of the Army Service Forces, in a ceremony at the Post Chapel at Fort Myer, Virginia. A one-time-only posthumous Special Medal for Heroism was authorized by Congress and awarded by President Eisenhower on January the 18th, 1961. Congress attempted to confer the Medal of Honor, but was blocked by the stringent requirements that required heroism performed under fire. The special medal was intended to have the same weight and importance as the Medal of Honor. Why do I share this story every year? Well, the story itself represents truly the best of what we as human beings could ever hope to see. It really shares with us just the possibilities that some people have. There are some men, there are some women who have truly the ability to give it all. On Memorial Day, we remember members of the military who have made the ultimate sacrifice. They have paid the ultimate price. They have died in the line of duty. They have laid down their lives on behalf of others. What is always amazing is that they've done it for, they've done it on behalf of people they have never met. I take a look at my three children, and I realize that today, just as yesterday and just as tomorrow, there are members of the military who would lay down their lives to protect my children, people they've never met. I think it's vitally important that we all remember There are heroes who walk among us, and there's some heroes that are not walking among us because they gave their lives in service to this nation. They gave their lives to help others. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.